Listen to your heartbeat, feel your pulse, he's trapped me up. Oh, oh, oh.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa, and Crash Boom Bang. We're
you don't sound
it.
Like you're, you know, excited about Crash Boom Bang. You got a Crash Boom Bang!
I'm excited.
That's not very excited. It's very passive.
If I go all the way with Crash Boom Bang, you'll tell me I'm too excited and to calm down.
Well, I think you do need to calm down. But I'm excited because we have Matt Blashaw on the line right now, who is a yard crasher.
Host of DIY Network show of the same name.
Yes.
Matt, how you doing?
Great. I think we need to rename a show, Crash Boom Bang.
Done. Done. I'll do the voiceover on that.
Crash Boom Bang.
Yeah. I'll do
definitely. Well, I don't even know what it would be about, but it's going to be awesome.
It would be an ultimate, like deconstruction, I guess. It would be like that kind of, you know, taking things all apart. It would be just about, like, tearing things up, ripping it up. And then we wouldn't build anything.
I wonder if I know anybody who
be
knows
like an
anything
explosive
about
show.
That stuff.
Yeah, that's how I started in this industry, was tearing stuff apart. I know. Building it is, it's fun, but tearing it apart is just so gratifying.
Isn't it incredibly satisfying to take something that's terrible at the beginning of the day and by the end of the day find it in a dumpster?
That is called anger management. Sometimes you just don't want to deal with things, you know what I mean? And you have to throw it away. But like, I'm a huge proponent of making sure I'm in this new term, you've heard of upcycling.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that would be
like
one
the
of us.
New gag now. So everyone, I love dumpster diving now. So
yes.
The stuff that I'm throwing away in the dumpster is going back into the backyard and into the house. So I'm loving it.
I love that whole thing too, because what you can create from someone else's trash and make it into a treasure, you know, that you love and that you can make a new life for. It's just so, it's like, it's very creative, and it's unlike Mark's whole thing where he doesn't have to pay a therapist for his anger management. You know, it's kind of meditative in a way, I think.
I could take Mark's therapy and make it beautiful.
You're on. You are on.
If you build anything in our area, you're up for the challenge.
You're up for the challenge.
That's
it's a lot of baggage.
I will drive to the job in a 30,000-pound excavator.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, bring the jackhammer.
I don't really even know what to do with that. But I do want to ask you a question. You know, we've talked to you a few times before in the past, but I didn't know that you grew up actually inside of a lumber yard. I read that in your bio.
Yes, it was. My dad actually owned a lumber yard. That's how I got started in home improvement, is that I believe it's in the blood. I got it from my dad. He's an engineer, but he worked as an export packer, so we built these giant boxes and shipped overseas, so he had this huge lumber yard. So, of course, I had everything at my disposal, you know, at 10, 11, 12 years old, including these giant saws and, you know, I was using, you know, pneumatic nailers and everything. So I just really, like, I just found that love for it. And the more, you know, I worked, and he didn't pay me, of course, but, you know, I worked, and I found my passion for it. And then, you know, when I got home, I just started saying, well, I can do this. And, you know, because everything is just so mysterious. And then I was able to you know, open an electrical outlet, or, you know, I'll do this for Mom, and then I'll start. And then I just got my love for it. I just found that I had just this ultra passion. And I really believe that the one biggest mistake that people make in home improvement is never trying something, you know? So I just tried everything and then, you know, made what I am today.
Well, I have two things I want to ask you about. One is, can we see any of those early projects on your Facebook page? And two, I want to know, because I want to ask before I, you know, we get farther into our conversation, was it you or someone else who decided to enter you into Stud Finders? Okay, go.
Yeah, so you've uncovered the Stud Finder competition.
Yeah, we uncovered it on DIY Network.
Question one is, You know, you won't see, I don't have any older stuff on there because I really never took pictures. And what's funny is that how I really started to build is I built giant skateboard ramps in my backyard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love skateboarding, and so I had a half pipe, I had a quarter pipe, of course I had many broken bones, and of course my mom just hated it, but I brought all that wood back from my dad's house, and so I just loved, that was like my early, early project was skateboard ramps, and then kind of got my woodworking skills there, and then, you know, off we go. And the stud finder competition, it was funny, so that was like 5 years ago, I don't know if anyone knows this, but DIY had a stud finder competition. They were looking for America's Next Top Handyman to have his own show. And my wife, I think she came about it in Craigslist. And she's like, Matt, you got to do this. This would be right up your alley. And I said, I don't want this. This sounds ridiculous. I don't want to go do that. And you have to make a video. And she goes, I'm going to divorce you unless you put this video in. And I went, okay, well, I guess I better put the video in. So I did this corny video, and I thought it was so stupid, and I just went, and then she looked at it, it's so funny, and she goes, you can do better than that.
Nice.
Okay, honey, I guess I'll enter it again. So I went out, I took my video camera, I did this, you know, again, just tried to be myself, and ended up getting, like, you know, one of 40 contestants, and then I became down to, like, one of three, and my wife actually went with me out to Minnesota, and we did the stud finder competition. I actually lost it. I think I got, like, second place. But I ended up, you know, 6 or 7 months later, they called me back to do that show Deconstruction and to audition for that. So I consider myself like the Clay Aiken of DIY.
The Clay Aiken of DIY.
I'm not sure that sentence has ever been uttered in English ever.
No.
Before.
No, or never will again.
Yeah, that's a first and potentially a last.
And for stud finders, too. That's pretty special.
Holy smoke. So you're on Yard Crashers now.
Yes.
And
yes.
You've got these giant projects, everything from grass and decks to outdoor kitchens and all these different structures and elements. So I'm going to read a list that I wrote.
You're reading a list?
Yeah, I'm going to read a list that I wrote.
Wow.
And
all right.
Tell me which of these things that
stay
you,
awake, please.
Yeah, that you are not on the show. Okay, so host, yes. Where's my list? I'm looking at the wrong paper.
Oh, he doesn't even have his list. Yeah. You know, you would really do.
I did write the list.
Seriously.
Host, yes. Cheerleader.
Okay.
Contractor.
Yeah.
Problem solver. Heavy lifter.
Yeah.
And head muckety muck.
Head muckety muck.
Which of those things are you not?
did you say head muckety muck?
Yeah, that's an official term.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
School for that.
Yeah, you've got to get a certification.
Well, didn't you?
All of those things. Yeah, that was a cheerleader. Yeah, I guess, you know, looking, I guess you could be a cheerleader. You really just, here it is.
And
you don't need, like, all the outfit either.
And I mean cheerleader in the, you know, William Wallace Braveheart, what would you do without freedom sense of cheerleader? Not
go team!
Yeah.
Not pom-poms and triangles.
No, unless that's your thing, Matt. I mean, you've like...
I've never done a pyramid, and maybe, you know, Yard Crashers needs a little pom-pom. I've always... This is what I love about this show and what it's so cool, is that, yes, it's all of those things, and you just get to stoke somebody out. Like, you get to go and find these people and give them the backyard of their dreams, and, like, I can't help but be pumped. You know what I mean? Like, you're charging these people up, and I really, like, when I start these projects, I want to get them motivated, but I want to get people excited. And whether they're getting the renovation done themselves or watching it on TV, I want them to be excited. I want them to watch the end of my show and say, you know what? I want to do something. I want to inspire somebody, and that's why I love home improvement. I absolutely love it. I love from start to finish. I love everything about it, and I want to just kind of share that passion. And now that I'm a part of Yard Crashers, which I think is an amazing show, an amazing franchise, that usually I was in the kitchen, you know, I was in the bathroom, and then you have a certain sense of creativity, but you can't go, you know, crazy. In the backyard, you can do whatever you want. You want to make a chocolate fountain with firecrackers out of it? That's fine. You can do it. You know what I mean? Like, you can do anything you want in the backyard, and I think that's the coolest thing. So when I go, I Yes, I cheerlead, and I head muckety-muck the whole thing. It is awesome.
So I want to know, does your wife allow the chocolate fountain with the firecrackers in your yard?
Yeah. It's on the honey-do list.
It's on the honey-do list.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Right up to the catwalk.
That's really cool. And I want to say for everybody listening, too, you have to definitely check out all of the episodes because the new ones are airing on Monday nights at 9 o'clock on DIY Network. And you can see reruns in the morning. So if you're hanging out in the morning, you can watch it at 9:30 in the morning, too.
Have you ever heard the term, the cobbler's kids go barefoot?
Yeah, that's like our motto.
We don't even have shoes in our house.
No.
Yeah, I know. People go like, your backyard must be sweet. And I go, yeah, no. It would be nice. I'm making everyone else's backyard. It's really sweet. And then mine is, my wife is just like, oh my God. I think I just actually, we went out the other day and we bought some patio furniture and a barbecue. So she's.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if like someone else from the Crash franchise crashed you and crashed your yard and like you went and you crashed like Allison's kitchen or something like that? Like you crashed each other?
Well,
I would love that.
We kind of did in the Ultimate Crash.
Okay.
I mean, it's similar to that. If we went and, you know, crashed, I had a great idea for the show, is that I wanted to do like a Father's Day or Mother's Day special where we go crash, you know, each other's, like, their mom's house or whatever. Like, you crash their family member.
Yeah.
I think that would be real cool because we all have these, like, crazy skill sets. I mean, Josh Temple, he's with House Crashers, and, of course, Matt with the bath, and Allison with the kitchen. But we all can do pretty much everything. And so we all get together for this thing called the Ultimate Crash, where we find this one person. And it actually starts off Crash Week. I think it's coming up in July on Sunday. But you find one, a lucky homeowner, and you crash four rooms in their house. So the bath. You do a living room, a dining room with Josh, you do the kitchen, and you do the backyard. So you'll see us all working together, and sometimes I tell you, it's like oil and vinegar. So I think we should keep it to like one show a year.
Really?
Oh, that would be funny, because I can see you driving a skid steer through the living room saying, Josh, I'll be out of here in a minute.
I don't think it almost didn't happen. You talked to Allison Victoria, right?
Yes, yeah. We've talked with her.
So on the show, she'll tell you this, she's accident prone. She does everything, like she broke her finger during demolition.
Oh.
And we get into, I wanted to distress a piece of wood. And so, give that distressed look. So we had this brilliant idea of tying it to a truck and then having Allison floor it. And she floored it, and she almost went through about three other trucks. So it is, when you see it, you'll see that when we all mix together and all our personalities, sometimes it just leads to danger.
Well, that would be, about the Ultimate Crash, is if someone actually got into a car crash on the Ultimate Crash.
Well, I hate to say it, but this could not be more apropos.
Oh, we have
crash,
to go to
boom,
a break.
Bang.
So don't forget to go to Facebook and check out and
I think that's our show.
Crash, boom, bang. Go and like Matt Blashaw. Go to mattblashaw.com. Follow Yard Crashers on Twitter, at Yard Crashers. Go and check out The Ultimate Crash on Sunday, July 8th on DIY Network. And
check us out after the break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
But I am so overexcited to see you now. Shut up! Oh, everyone must leave, eh? Everyone must go. Drive me out.